Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Freedom. And before I say another word, I want to thank our fans, our sponsors, and everyone who believes in what we are accomplishing, because it's for everyone that we're accomplishing and changing the system that has oppressed millions and millions of people. So Inner Sight to the Feed Spot is the number one program on the disabled. We're number one out of the top 20, and we have grown to that. We have come up to that. And there are many, many reasons why we're number one. And I think the most killer reason is because people understand that we're trying to help everyone with the changes that we're proposing. Now, there are three basic areas that we are concentrating on. The Americans with Disabilities Act, a lot more enforcement and money behind it, and nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. That's another plague that torments millions. Even those who are not disabled are tormented by that, because if you become disabled, there's a good chance you'll wind up in a nursing home. And the service dog schools that we feel very strongly should be licensed and regulated, especially in view of the horrible death of Milton, the guide dog. So there's the three areas that I believe have made us the number one show on the disabled. So where do we go from here? There's only one place to go, up, and keep going up, and keep striking out on these issues until the Congress wakes up. Now, one of the biggest things in our favor, and I don't think this has ever been approached this way before that I know of, one of the biggest things is all these accomplishments that we want can happen without the government spending more money. If they would listen to us and pay attention, you have thousands and thousands of agencies in this country, maybe millions, who are supposed to help the disadvantaged and the disabled and the elderly. If all those agencies would unite and work together and start raising the money to combat these different issues, it would be a whole lot easier and a lot less burden on the people in this country, tax burden, and a lot less burden on the government. And more money would be freed up to do other things to be done. You know, for instance, we talked about it last night, worth mentioning again, protecting the public in public places. We need a lot more protection. Our idea of having a dog at the door, a trained firearm dog at the door with an officer, you know, having just one door in and out, which makes it easier to keep an eye on people and for the dog, too. The money would be there if they would stop wasting it, for instance, on these horrible, horrible nursing homes Nobody wants to go to these damn places. We all hate them. Just ask anybody. You know, ask them, if you had a choice of staying in your own home that you need or going to a nursing home, which would you take? That's the question that needs to be answered, you know, surveyed, if they're going to do a survey. So things like that. And then, of course, money for the homeless situation. Money for blind and disabled people who would like to learn to train service dogs on their own. More awareness. A day for Milton, for instance, in every state that could be brought about. Awareness that these agencies that train service dogs should be licensed and regulated and not think that they know it all, because they don't. And, of course, last but not least, the nursing home situation, where people have to suffer, lose their homes, in many, many cases, lose their money, and just be tormented in these horrible places, wind up with all kinds of plagues, disease. And I think the worst thing is somebody telling you, this is where you're going to die. See, you know what's so bad about these nursing homes? People are playing God. And when you do that, you're asking for trouble. And it's so true. Look at how these places operate. Horrible. Take all your money, take your wealth, take your resources, give you garbage food. They're playing God with people. In other words, they're judging people. This is where you're going to die. So our idea to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing will stop that from happening, because there won't be any horrible nursing homes. They won't exist anymore. And what is more, legislation will be proposed and enforced to keep a person in their own home. And the government won't have to pay for the whole thing. Well, maybe in the beginning they will, until this thing gets off the ground. But eventually, the government can split the cost with the agencies. And that would cut down the monies that everybody says that, you know, that we're in debt for and all that. And, yeah, look at all the money they waste. Horrible. These are the reasons, some of them, why Inner Sight is the number one show. Because people are beginning to understand and to see that all these years we're still in the same situation, because nothing has really been done about these problems. It's all talk. No solution has been proposed and sought after between Inner Sight and many of the other shows. Now, I'd like to invite everyone from all the other shows, all 20 of them, to join with us in the three different issues and start talking about them. Well, no, on your show, nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing. The Americans with Disability Act should be amended to be more enforcement and funding behind it. The guide dog schools should be licensed and regulated so that a person can have the American benefit of a fair hearing. Isn't that the American way? Isn't that why so many of these people who have served this country and have come back disabled and have been denied a service dog? You know, somebody told me one time, and it's a damn lie. Somebody told me that no veteran who served this country is denied a service dog. That's a damn lie. It's one of the biggest lies. I had a guy on my camera crew who served this country and was denied a dog. So don't let people fool you. That's why there needs to be a law, you know, a fair hearing law in connection with these service dog schools. And inner sight is number one because we talk about these things right out front, plain and with common sense. And I believe that people have picked up on that. And they believe that these things should be changed for the good of not only those who are disabled and elderly, for the good of the whole country. Because who knows tomorrow who's going to be disabled? Nobody knows. See? Don't people buy insurance to be, safe or to have something to fall back on? Well, where's the insurance for those of us who are disabled? Or for those of us who are going to become disabled? Shouldn't there be insurance where everything is made accessible so that everybody can access it? That's a form, that would be a form of insurance. And that insurance can be paid for half by the government and half by the agencies. They can begin to raise the money. But there's going to have to be legislation. And that's the hard part. But we've been through hard times before. And when we come back, I want to talk about a segment of the disabled population who is completely left out. All right, I don't know where the engineer is. She never showed up. Engineer, are you there? Once again, failing us. All right, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen, catering, lunch, dinner, and, of course, in Bellport, New York, you'll see the Shelby's Kitchen, the wonderful presence of Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation over a year ago now, and they haven't done anything to make up for that or to compensate Michelle Krupa, Milton's owner. And I think that's a disgrace to this country that someone like Michelle can't even get a hearing. All right. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, 631-286-0444. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there. And I slipped 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty, and buy a house, sell a house, get some good information, Mr. Kennedy, and thank you so much for supporting Inner Sight. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, I called them today and left a message for Jose Delgado about the good news that Inner Sight is the top show in the country on the disabled, and that is in the world on the disabled. So, Silo, 631-880-7929. You want to go to their website, silo.org, and check out all the new programs they are initiating. All right. And next month, we're hoping to hold the first news conference of its kind to tell the world the solution to these horrible nursing homes. Hopefully, the right people will hear us and do something about it. All right. Inner Sight, Silo, 631-880-7929. Thank you so much for your help. You by nobody starved on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, animal food, little, you know, rabbits and so forth. Medical, when they're able to do it. Talk to Gary. You dial him up, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. And if you have a problem getting to a location of the food, let Gary know. He may be able to have the food brought to you. So talk to him about it. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, Go an Extra Mile for a Child, Inner Sight reminds you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And that's the hotline number for tonight because we don't have an engineer on board here. So if you're out there and you're listening, you have a question or a comment, 631-224-3090. And if you get us when we're off the air, just leave your name and number. And we'll get back to you. All right, Inner Sight. And, of course, the Able News, my good friend Angela Melanie. Able is the paper on and about the disabled, been around for about 30 years, columns by experts. They have a column where you can buy and sell various items. Incidentally, people can write articles for Able News. You know, if you want to write an article, call them and ask what the rules are, or what kind of a format you have to follow. And if you'd like to write an article, trying to get it in Able News, I believe they still welcome that. All right, they got a personal column. Want to make a new friend, meet a potential husband or wife or whatever. Check out the personal and Able News. Find it online. You get a free subscription. AbleNews.com. All right, Inner Sight. And we thank everyone for making us the number one show in the world on the disabled. And, you know, we're not looking to show off or to say, hey, we're the best. No, no. We're happy that we're number one because the message is getting out there. And the idea of changing this system, of helping people who are oppressed, who are struggling. People call me every day. a lot of them from shelters, telling me how awful it is to be in a shelter. And I tell them, like I say right here on the show, the reason you're in that shelter is because the money that's supposed to be there to help you is not being used in the right way. And it's so true. It's so true. Why don't these agencies start raising money to help people get out of the shelter? You know, especially the ones for the disabled. I mean, it's harder for someone who is disabled to deal with a shelter situation. An able-bodied person obviously has an easier time, but everything is made for you. So the homeless situation, I believe, has gotten worse in the last 10, 20 years. And many people have lost their homes because they couldn't pay the increase on the rent, or they lost partner or relative who was contributing to the rent. This is where the agency should come in and help and rescue these people. They can make money on it. We're not telling them to give away all their money and go out of business. No. We're telling them, use it to your advantage, and in doing so, help the person in need. That's the idea that Inner Sight is putting forward to New York Inner Sight. So the march goes on. The fight goes on, of course. Being number one helps to a certain degree. But the fight goes on. Now, I'm hoping that because we are the top show, maybe somebody will pick up on that and donate the money, so we can start putting some of these things into movement. I mean, wouldn't that be wonderful? You know, for instance, I'll give you a for instance. If we had the money, we could throw a party, Congress, and have these proposals in front of them. ADA, licensed service dog school, get rid of the nursing home. Those three proposals in front of the Congress, and have a chance to call for public hearings, you know, for people to get up and testify on the various subject, service dog schools, nursing homes, or the ADA. If we had the money, we could arrange that. Everybody knows that. So that's one way to get attention of the people who can change this. There are many, many other ways. A campaign, you know. Maybe start a foundation with the money. We could start a foundation to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. I'll bet a lot of people would donate to that. So being number one is nice, but it would be even better if someone would realize why we're number one, and start helping us to raise the money to make these things more tangible. This whole idea off the ground. We could produce a brochure, some of that money too, spelling out how the system could greatly improve if the agencies and the government would work together and change some of these ridiculous policies that they have. So Inner Sight being number one is on the right track. I believe that. We got a long way to go. It's just a step forward. Long way to go. And it's an uphill fight. If you'd like to consider a donation, go to our website, innersight.info. Go to the PayPal. And by the way, we don't have an engineer tonight, so you want to communicate with us, Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090 is the phone number. 224-3090. Now, don't forget, tomorrow night is our funnies, and the usual gang should be here. Louie, Sweet Pepper Treat, told me that she's planning on being here tomorrow night. A couple of funny songs. So we'll look forward to that. Friday night, Follies, tomorrow night, and yours truly will do some imitations tomorrow night, you know, from different movies, you know. A lot of movies that were made dramatic started out as comedies. I just learned that not too long ago. We would do a couple of takeoffs on some of those movies tomorrow night on the Inner Sight Frolics. All right. So the big news for us, and if you go on the feed spot, you can see it for yourself. They obviously calculate the shows on the disabled. I don't know if they do others too. They might. I can't read them. I can't go to them. I don't go to them. But it was told to me. And check it out. FeedSpot is the website where you can find the listing. And we're very happy about that. But, and this is a big but, we would be more happy if our dreams started to become a reality. Now, the government can set up this idea of putting people in their own home with the help that they need, turn the nursing home into accessible housing. Do it as a pilot. You know, the government likes to do what they call pilot programs. Try it. Try it out. Well, why not try this out? You've got the resources of the state. You can mandate the agencies to start raising money to pitch in. Get a nursing home that's vacant. I'm sure there are many of those in this country. Vacant nursing home. Turn it into accessible housing. You could probably get a lot of volunteers to do that, I'm sure. Just put the word out. A lot of people would be glad to help the homeless or the people who would be coming out of the nursing home and into temporary places until the housing was ready. So it could be done. It's not impossible. It's a task. It's something different. You know, when something is different, it's always harder. to present to people because they're not used to it. They're used to these nursing homes. They're used to people going to these places and staying in there and being neglected, and then every once in a while you'll hear a story, a horror story on the whole thing. We don't need that in this country. It makes us look bad. It makes the country look bad. It makes the politicians look bad. Somebody told me the other day that the White House was bragging about someone that they got out of a nursing home, some young person. Well, that's nice. Do it for everybody. Don't trouble them with the government. They do a half-assed job. It's only one person. If you can do it for one, you can do it for 10, 20, and 30, and thousands. And then go a step further. Start turning these places into accessible housing. Let the agencies raise some of the money. That's the key issue here, the money, you know. That's really what the whole thing is all about. They say that Mr. Biden is spending too much money. Well, here's a way to cut back. Enable a person to stay in their own home, the agencies to pitch in, and let the government pay half. Now, that would be a big saving. Because right now, on the Section 8, what is it? They're paying two-thirds? That would work out mathematically, but it could be worked out. Because the more the agency raises, the less the government would have to put in. Of course, it's going to take years to get off the ground. In the meantime, the government will have to make sure the people are safe. They owe us that much. All right, Inner Sight. And I want to thank the Big East Teeter Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, thank you so much for all your help and caring. And the new harness for my dog, I'm waiting to receive that. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. Check it out. And locally, by the way, we're on television tonight, 9:30, 115-115 here on Long Island. If you got the local Alties, give us a look. 115 channel, 9:30 tonight. And the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Hey, you want to stay in shape? Call Fernandez, Devin, 631-445-3464, Devin Fernandez, on the Third Eye Insight. That's the name of his Third Eye Insight. I don't know what happened to our engineer. Stand by, I'm going to try to pull off a miracle. I'm going to try to get her. Stand by, world. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Call us on the InterSight Hotline, 631-224-3090. Sorry, I dialed the wrong number. I apologize. All right, InterSight. And being the number one program on the disabled comes with a big responsibility, because it means that more people are going to look to us. You know, what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about that? How are we going to solve this problem? And I'm happy to say that problems don't get solved. It's not going to be our fault, because we have the solutions. And we have solutions where the government can spend less money. So what's their excuse? We're carrying out our responsibility to the public, all of the public, as I said before. People who are disabled, people who will become disabled, people who are victims of shootings and war and all stuff like that. The government owes all those people protection and assurance that they'll be able to function as highly as they can. Now, I didn't forget, but it slipped my mind. I wanted to address the segment of disabled people that are really, really oppressed and left out, the deafblind community. And what InterSight would like to see is all these agencies that are dealing with deafblind, Helen Keller Foundation is one of the biggest ones. All of these agencies, you know, they'll teach a person Braille, teach them about vibrations, and teach them a raised capital print. But what good is that if that isn't being employed and put into practice in the world that they have to live in, that we have to live in, totally blind? These agencies need to do more. And a lot of them might be able to do it by just changing their mission statement without legislation. They need to do a lot more to make things accessible, so that a deafblind person can access everything the way everybody else would. You know, if you do it, you're deafblind, you do it through your touch. Or you may have to do it through a vibration. So just teaching a person or trying to show a person how to do something, that's only half the battle. I mean, what, taking in all that money from the government and they're teaching people how to you know, function? Okay, we're gonna teach you Braille, but then you go out in the world, you walk down the corner, and there's a sign there, but there's no Braille on it. And many a times there's no raised print on it, capital. Organizations should go a step further and be involved, even if they have to raise the money on their own. I don't see how the local ordinances would conflict with someone if they want to make it so somebody who's deaf and blind can read a an address or a street sign or whatever it may be. Although you never know. Some people are very belligerent toward the disabled. But a lot more needs to be done. Now, here's another situation that I'm very disturbed about. Why aren't, now, my friend Michelle, who's Milton, who brought Milton back to the guide dog school and they killed him. Excuse me. Why isn't the Helen Keller Foundation helping her toward the idea of, hey, you know, what do you want us to do about these schools? They killed your dog. They're not helping her to get these schools licensed or regulated. They came to the day for Milton and they acted like a bunch of scarecrows over there. They were afraid. They didn't want it to be official. Well, how the hell can it be anything else? They murdered the dog. See, these are the things that bother me. And these are the reasons why we're number one, because we get out here and we say them. We're down on record saying them. And believe me, if we had the funds, we wouldn't just be saying them. We'd be changing them. The situations that oppress us. So there's the reason why a lot of this stuff is not getting done, because these agencies are not doing their job. Doing a half-assed job. They're teaching somebody Braille, but at the end of the day, the person goes home and they can't read anything because it's not there. I've always believed that these organizations need to get more involved and make a difference. And I believe that Helen Keller place should help Michelle to get another guide dog. I offered to train a dog way back when, even before the death of Milton, and call it a Helen Keller guide dog. And they didn't even call me back. So you see why a lot of these things go on. You see why inner sight is number one. Because we're not afraid here and go before the world and tell people about this and let people know that there are reasons why we don't have equality. And a big part of that is the way these agencies operate and what their policies are. They may say they're for rights, but what do? They don't do a damn thing. What have they done about the death of Milton? Nothing. What do they do to keep somebody out of a nursing home? And I really mean keep them out without this stupid criteria crap. I'm not talking about that. That's a whole nother thing. That doesn't keep you out of a nursing home. It only watches out for you on a very small degree, and then if something happens that goes against them, turn against the person and testify against them and put them in a damn nursing home. To me, that's not keeping a person out. So there you have why we're number one, because we're telling the truth, are hearing us. Even the people who disagree with us agree with us on many of these subjects. All right, inner sight, no engineer here tonight, so 631-224-3090, call in if you want and take your phone call. We'll try to communicate it over the air. If not, we can call you back on the three-way, and you'll be on the air. Tomorrow night, the funnies. Let's see. Go through the week in the site. Monday night, we call the show Mad or Glad. What something you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday's open mic. That was last night. You could talk about whatever you want. I'm sorry, that was Tuesday night. Last night was the nursing home show. And we have about a little over 400 signatures on our petition. We need a lot more. So go to change.org. You can read the... we have two petitions. Actually, my daughter put up another version of our petition. It seems to be doing very well. Different slant, whatever it takes to get the job done. The service dog petition, almost 80,000. We got a few, couple thousand to go for 80,000 names. Change.org is where you find the petitions on Inner Sight. And I'm not sure if Silo put the nursing home petition up on their website. They may have. You might want to check out the Silo website. What is it? Silo.org, I believe it is. All right, Inner Sight. And the show tonight, we're proud to have the number one slot on the disabled, and we are only going to continue to get better. And I sent out an invitation earlier to all the other groups. We appreciate you. We care about you. We're not interested in any kind of competition with you. We want everybody to join together and get this job done. Total equality. And there are three big areas, as we've mentioned before, where great improvement is needed. Americans with Disability Act, these horrible nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. That's the only improvement that we want. And the service dog schools, license them, regulate them. Make it so a person has a chance to tell their side of the story in a fair and equitable situation. The school raised $100,000, $50,000 to $100,000 to train Milton. They killed him, and they're keeping the money. And they have no intention of helping Michelle, which is under guide dog. And that's a horrible, horrible situation. And the government hasn't done one thing about it. There's only one politician that I know of who stepped up to the plate and put his name on a proclamation. And Ed Romaine, you have my vote. And I'm recommending everybody who hears us or affiliate with Inner Sight vote for you. Because I think it was a very brave thing that Mr. Romaine did in putting his name on the day for Milton and letting people know that it was a great wrong that was done to Milton and Michelle and her whole family. So vote Romaine Tuesday. We recommend Ed. And I believe our link is up on their website. supposed to be anyway. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight hotline. And we get calls all the time from people who are in desperate situations, who don't want to be in shelters, don't want to be in nursing homes. And the only thing we can tell them at this point is the reason you're there in that shelter or the nursing home or whatever it may be is because the money that's supposed to be there to help you is not being used in the right way. That's the bottom line. That's the truth. So, be that as it may right now, the fact that we're the number one show is little consolation when somebody calls you and they need help and you can't help them. You know, we don't have the kind of money that these agencies have. Matter of fact, we're lucky we made it through this month. All right, Inner Sight, growing, caring about people, trying to make progress, moving forward. And by the way, if you need a lawyer, a civil rights lawyer, we have one of the best, James Bahamonde. 631-783-9662. I'm sorry, that's a 516 number. 516-783-9662. 516-783-9662. James, the last name of the tongue twister, Bahamonde. Just call him Jimmy like I do. Civil rights lawyer, and he'll know what you're going through. He's disabled himself, ex-Marine. All right, Inner Sight, anybody like to be on the show, drop us an email, Inner Sight. I-N-N, like Nancy, E-R-S-I-G-H-T, one word, Inner Sight, like vision, 1620-1620 at Gmail, G for God, gmail.com. Once again, Inner Sight, 1620, gmail.com. Or you can call the Inner Sight hotline. 631-224-3090. That's the number we're using tonight for people who want to make a comment on the show. I want to thank all our friends once again, all of us who come together to produce a show. We do it because we care about our fellow Americans and because we want to see this country improve financially and morally. And we believe by altering these three mechanisms, the ADA, service dog schools, and the nursing homes, by regulating and improving, country will improve. The money situation will improve. The taxes and the wastefulness and the dignity of people to be able to remain in their own home and not have to worry what's going to happen to my pension or what's going to happen to my my spouse or my daughter or my son or whatever the case may be if I have to go to a nursing home. That's why a lot of people lose their housing. Somebody, one of the contributors move out or have to leave, and there goes the place. Happens every day of the week because the agencies don't come in and say, hey, we're not going to let this happen. We're going to fundraise. We're going to help you stay in your own home to be, for the most part, mandated. Because the government has restrictions on a lot of that. So thank you for making us number one. Greatly appreciate it. Fun listening. And not only will we be number one, we'll change this system for the better. You won't be able to go to a nursing home. You won't have to go to a guide dog school and know that you have no rights. You'll be able to pick your own dog out, and the school will have to help you train it. And you'll have an American Disability Act that will be enforceable and money behind it. And you can get into every place. Thank you so much. Inner Sight Means Freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Thank you for listening. Thank you for loving Inner Sight. We love you back. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner. Give me more inner sight.